Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show is brought to you by Target. Things are heating up just in time for those 4th of July festivities. As part of Target's deal days of summer, we've got some smoking hot lineup of one-day deals to take advantage of next week and brighten up your July 4th celebrations. For easy access, find your summer Target favorites on sale located in the show notes, or you can head on over to ninababel.com/podcast, and you're going to look for the Target shopping link located under episode number 28. And I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I help women celebrate embarrassment. My stories are with such raw honesty that even when I'm behaving a little badly, you're gonna laugh. But there's no manual on this. So that's why I have Girly Nation. Women tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. And I share what women are thinking. Oh yeah, and you men too, but not saying out loud. Here's the dealio. Because most of you are too shy, nervy, or embarrassed to ask the question, my stories are considered kind of cray-cray, edgy, and some of you would even call it taboo-ish. But one rule in my podcast is we overshare. Girly Nation, are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
My hand is raised. How about yours? Last week was a doubleheader. In episode number 26, it was called Let's Be Honest, and it's a tribute to National Pride Month, where I asked friend Tatiana, who's 29, divorced, and known as the Bronx Puerto Rican lesbian chick, educated me and Girly Nation about the dynamics in the LGBT community. Episode number 27 was last week's version of Morning Sip. And I went TMI on everyone with a little educational rant about bathroom brodopsy. Myself and Girly Nation voiced our opinion on toilet manners. Makes me wonder where the breakdown occurred in your lives. If you're doing it in public, you know what? Then chances are you're doing it in your own house. Well, in this episode, I sound off the alarm. Today's episode, we're talking about ghosting. You thought the only kind of exit strategies are the ones you learned in business school. Wrong!
Don't call, just disappear.
You have no control. Why are you taking pictures of me? Why are you saying I love you mad early? Like, you didn't birth me. Ghosted.
You may slowly see me fade away. So I was dating a young lady.
He actually approached me and was very forthcoming about his interest to date me.
He was like perfect Nubian king, you know, locks.
You know, it was really nice. He was really cool.
Everything was great, even sleeping together.
We went to like a farmer's market for our first date. I was like, he's the husband.
So I'm texting her, and you know, it was going okay in the beginning.
And then all of a sudden,
he dropped off the face of the earth. I never received a text back.
You just kind of stopped texting.
For months.
I even went as far as Facebook message. So what's up?
You stop calling.
Are you on vacation?
You hope they get the message.
Sometimes my mother ghosts me. Yeah, I gave birth to you, but I'm gonna just ignore these text messages, these calls. Mom just played me.
You make up all these excuses, and then finally you realize they vanished.
They're like a ghost, poof.
So this is what you're gonna hear. Number one, it's not new. Technology, social media, texting has taken ghosting to another level. Number two, arguments in favor of ghosting. Number three, unacceptable ghosting. Number four, social media ghosting. And number five, benching, which is the next gen of ghosting. So is ghosting really becoming a legitimate breakup technique?
Something that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Deuces, see you later.
This actually happened to me. My second boyfriend was actually just like a summer thing, like right before I went to college. At the end of it, we would just part ways. It was a month. And then he just disappeared.
Unless, of course, they're a trash person who was cheating on you, then, of course, feel free to stop talking to them.
So it's not a new thing, right? In fact, it's been around in the age with telephones and voicemail. And before telephones, it was with letters. Same principle, different method. The difference is now, today, all we have to do is unfriend the unwanted in our lives by the click of one button. Dating is so difficult these days, especially since the online world has made it really, really easy for men and women to have more options. or consider more options? Is it because so many people can't handle rejection and that's their easy way out? Or some of you might avoid confrontation. What do you expect? I mean, nowadays you're just striking up a relationship as simple as a click or a swipe these days. Why would anyone expect more from a person when it comes to breaking up? Do you find yourself being that Teflon Don? When we walk past each other, you look right through him or her. This episode is not about taking the high road or doing the right thing. In my opinion, ghosting's been a thing forever. The difference is now it starts earlier, much, much earlier. An MIT professor, Sherry Turkle, she tackles ghosting, and she says it's a phenomenon that's really familiar to texters. Its effects can be more lasting than we really think.
It's sometimes called ghosting. The nothing gambit is something that is almost unique to the online life, where I send you a text and you feel that you can respond with nothing. And, you know, if we're talking face to face, you have to respond with something. But in texting, and in particular in romantic texting, we've gotten used to getting rid of people by simply responding with nothing. And it starts at the earliest ages. It starts in adolescence, when adolescents begin their first forays into liking a boy, liking a girl. They get used to the idea that they'll send something out and maybe get nothing. And this actually has some very serious consequences, because when you get used to being treated as though you can be ignored, we start to think that's okay and start to treat ourselves as things that should have no feelings in this context, and treat other people as things that should have no feelings in this context. And you can begin to see how a kind of decrease in empathy begins just out of this new social moray.
Ghosting is almost too normalized in our lives, which is really, really, like, not a good thing. And I've got a few for you. Think of the HR process when you're applying for a job. Maybe a second interview, you don't get a call back. Or maybe when a husband leaves his wife and family and doesn't return. Or similarly, a wife leaves her husband and family and doesn't return. Same principle, right? You may not want to crack a smile, you think it's cowardice, but all I'm asking is just for you to listen and embrace this notion. Because I'm going to talk about acceptable ghosting and why. Ghosting, or being benched, is the unspoken rule to ending a relationship nowadays. And this all happens by cutting off all contact and ignoring your former partner's attempts to reach out to you. Shanice is more strategic about it when it comes to relationships. First, it's her way of setting it up. And then it's fair game to see if she's going to ghost or not.
I don't use the can we talk. I hate the can we talk. But I probably kind of like, the communication kind of like lessens, and people get that. And then eventually the conversation comes up. It's like a forced conversation. Like, all right, you know, what are we doing?
Right.
Like that.
Right.
Which is not the best thing all the time.
It's like you set it up. Like you're setting it up by not talking.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Ghosting is becoming this emotional dumping ground, or when the happiness highs are completely over, whether it's on your terms or not.
Learn what women are thinking but not saying out loud. On this podcast, Nina chats about socially awkward real-life moments and sensitive girly stuff most girlfriends talk about on a daily basis. Think of Nina as your go-to girlfriend.
Ghosting is more common than you think. Men and women will agree on this. There are acceptable grounds for ghosting, and I'm going to run through a few of them. Number one, when you're not official in a relationship. Until you have that conversation, or whether you feel like it's going somewhere, you are not official, even after three dates. Ghost! Number two, hotline bling ghosts. When your ex-boyfriend becomes your new boyfriend and you realize, you made a mistake. There's no chemistry and the feelings are mutual. Ghost! Number three, the no-label relationship. Okay, this is all about casual dating, and each of you are dating more than one guy or girl at a time. Ghost! Number four, that rocky relationship where his or her behavior is really toxic. And ghosting, you know, is the best move for your own safety and sanity. Ghost! Number five, when after a long period of time, an ex or some no-name appears from your past and calls you out of the blue to see if you're available. Ghost! It's an equal opportunity rejection kind of thing, used by both men and women, and there's really all kinds of reasons why you're hearing no explanation, no nothing. It's something that happens, and you know what? Nothing's wrong with it. Taylor is in college, and she is 20 years old. She chalks up ghosting to something that just happens, and really nothing is wrong with it. I mean, that's the world we're living in.
I wouldn't say breakup. I will only consider myself only having one real relationship, but as far as like talking to guys for a long period of time where it might as well be a relationship, I have kind of just like, oh yeah. And then I meet up again, it's like, oh, I'm good, how are you? But yeah, I've ghosted a guy. There's nothing wrong with it.
We've all done it.
How about you, Taylor?
Oh yeah, I've ghosted people before. But I mean, like, I've also been ghosted. So it goes both ways. Like, it's just something that happens. Right. Yeah.
A Mashable survey reveals both millennial men and women think ghosting is overall bad. But out of the 800 participants in the U.S. and Canada that were aged from 18 to 33 responded that nearly 80% reported being shut down or dumped by someone who cut off all communication abruptly without any explanation. From being stood up on a first date, breaking up over text and disappearing, unanswered texts or phone calls, changing Facebook relationship statuses without notifying the other person, postponing or rescheduling dates, or dating app ghosting are all perfect examples. Most of you would call it cowardice, but you realize it's part of life, right? And as the ghoster or the ghost, people don't hold themselves accountable anymore because they can hide behind technology now and even social media. You can even call social media and technology an enabler, enabling the behavior where one person gradually disappears and the other gets the hint or not. Technology has upped the ghosting game by making it easier to break up and disappear, or just plain disappear, hoping the other person just fades away, right? We have caller ID, we have call blocking, or renaming their phone profile to DND, do not disturb. As for me, well, I never really wanted to like this behavior, but it's one of those back pocket behaviors, right? I reach into my back pocket as needed, and I transform into the Teflon Don. I interview people who've ghosted before, and I'm gonna tell you the kind of hot mess all of us really are. This, in fact, will make you feel better about your own crazy. Ghosting is mandatory when men or women show their cray-cray way too early. Met this guy one summer, we had really good conversation, but I was leaving the country for 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden, he started blowing up my phone with texts literally every 5 to 10 minutes, from morning texts to wake-up calls to post-wake-up calls to play-by-play. And then after like maybe a week or two, he had the balls to say that he will miss me. Not just once, twice, three times. After that, it really became annoying. But this was the kicker right here. I knew I didn't want to come back home to this. I don't communicate like this on a daily. And this is even before I had given up any goods. We hadn't even had sex. So then I thought about it and I'm like, well, if I have sex, this is going to just be 10 times worse. That was legitimate grounds for ghosting. If they are crazy, block them. Hear how both men and women define crazy.
Not everybody sees dead people. Some people do not know that they are being ghosted.
I don't want to say crazy.
Crazy?
Some crazies.
If you're crazy, you deserve to be ghosted on.
Just because you're placed on the bench by someone doesn't mean you have to sit there either. If a guy moves too fast with the whole I love you thing, I miss you, and you're not on that same level, Francis, who's 20 years old in college and single, will tell you, you know what? Just ghost him.
When we're not in a setting that you're getting something that you might potentially have been wanting for a while, it's different. Because, like, for me, like, with my longest relationship, he told me he loved me prior to us having sex, which made it so when we had sex, it was more special. But I feel like if I was with, like, for example, having relations with a guy here, and we were talking for a little amount of time, and he slipped out some words, I'm like, what? No, you don't. Like, that's what, and, like, it's a kind of like a turnoff, especially, like, if we're not together, or if it's a fresh relationship, don't tell me that you love me in the bedroom, because then that's going to make me, like, I have this thing where if we get intimate, any time of intimacy, and I don't like it, or you make me feel uncomfortable, I won't talk to you ever again. And I've done it before. And, like, that's, like, if you say too much, like, saying you love me when we're having sex and, like, we're not even, like, on that level, nah, I'm out.
So, like, you, would you ghost him or you just tell him I'm out?
No, I ghost them. I don't even tell them. I just, like, stop talking to them. Cut off all ties.
Modern, edgy, urban. This podcast, Gladiator, I'm about to pope it up on June the 30th. Do you consider yourself a modern, edgy, urban female with sexy behavior? I thought so, because you're in the right place. I'm going to be gentrifying my genius with all those summer teas and greeting cards, you know what, that you're not going to find at Hallmark. They're designed for the sassy but classy woman with an edge. Turn up with your partner, boo, and even girlfriend in a funny, edgy way. So visit www.modernedgyurban.com to get notified of the official launch. And I might even throw in a little bonus since you're part of Girly Nation. Peace! And then there's the other side. It's the argument against ghosting. Whatever happened to people being civilized, mature, and respectful adults who have face-to-face conversations to end a relationship in a proper way? It happened to her. Jamie says she'll forever remember that relationship that wasn't ended officially. And you know, women hate that.
This actually happened to me. My second boyfriend was actually just like a summer thing, like right before I went to college and I was like a freshman, like a long time ago. Just weird. I understood it was a summer fling, you know, at the end of it we would just part ways. It wasn't even like a month. It was a month, a little month and some change. And then he just disappeared. And I would see him online and I would talk to his friends, Skype with his friends, and we would talk because we had mutual friends. And it was just silence. And I finally reconnected with him a month later and cussed him out. I didn't cuss him out. He said something stupid online, and then I corrected him in a very intellectual way, but also then I cussed him out afterwards because he's stupid. And so, yeah, then he was like, I'm sorry, like, you know, I didn't mean to do that. And I was like, hey, we're good. As long as I get an apology, but yeah, it's never do that to anybody. Don't ever break up with anybody over text message. Not even a phone call, really. Like,
face-to-face.
Face-to-face, yeah.
The fear of confrontation. With ghosting, it's like this. You have no information as to what the hell's going on. You have to figure out at what point you're either contacting the person too much, you look like an idiot, and you're just talking to yourself.
I feel like it's really disrespectful to just disappear on someone or break up with them virtually. I think I've been ghosted before. It wasn't exactly my boyfriend, but it was someone who was really important in my life at that time. And it doesn't feel good. It sucks, especially if you don't feel like you've done anything or don't see what you have done. So knowing that, I wouldn't disrespect a person in that way. However, I do think it's acceptable if that person is destructive, like if they're a really toxic presence in your life, don't just cut it off cold turkey. I think that's acceptable. But I think that's probably the only time when that's something I would do.
And then there's social media ghosting. Jenna blasted her ex online, and then she ghosted. This younger generation doesn't know how else to end relationships or not knowing how to disappoint. Really, to Dr. Turkle's point. right? This is the lasting effects of ghosting. It's behavior that we're learning way too early in life.
That happens to actually one of my friends. I think it's incredibly disrespectful to break up with someone over a text message, especially if you take out the time to build a relationship with them. No matter how long it is, you should give them that right, give them that respect to break up with them face to face, unless of course they're a trash person who was cheating on you. Then of course, feel free to, honestly, you don't even owe them anything. You don't have to break up with them via text. You could just stop talking to them. It's up to you. But communication is key. So I would say just let them know that the relationship is over and give them the reason as to why it's over. In regards to ghosting a person, I've never really done that. But again, I did blast my ex online, but he had like 5 other girlfriends. So I feel as though it was deserving. And he was a horrible person. He spread a lot of rumors about me, which were lies. So I definitely think he deserved it at the time. I was very young. But now that I'm older, I definitely realize I could have just told him, well, you know, this isn't going to work because you're a horrible person, as opposed to blasting him online. So
was that like via social media?
It was on Twitter. Okay. It was, yeah, all of Black Twitter was pretty much involved. It was, had a lot of people in my mentions. It was, had to change my name after a while because I didn't want that, you know, to come up and people searching me. But yeah, no, all in all, I did eventually apologize to him for doing that, even though I definitely think he deserved it. It was wrong of me to actually put his personal business out there on social media. So
in high school, I got broken up with, and it was like gut-wrenching because it was like my best friend or something. Never date your best friend. And it's just like, I was on the phone and I saw it like via Facebook, like never got called or anything. And I just started crying. Like I fell to the ground crying and I was depressed for like months.
So this whole benching thing is the next gen of ghosting. And it's all about texting, emailing the other person until another option comes along. Essentially, you're creating a lineup and then at the same time, you're deciding which lineup or people in the lineup that you're gonna go with. And I guess you could call it like friends with benefits, but you're not really sleeping with the person. If you're sports minded, think of a sports team, right? While this person doesn't quite know if they want to date you or play on your team, so to speak, they also don't want the possibility of dating you to disappear forever. So this is what they do. They put you on the bench, just like a team sport, while they make their mind up. I mean, I don't know why this is a new phenomenon. It just sounds something familiar to me that people have been doing. But again, things are fashionable, so maybe this is just what's trending. But they'll continue to reach out to you, make sure they're in touch, maybe see how your weekend was. But here's the clicker. They don't want to commit to making an effort to actually see you all the time. So the whole point is that they'll only engage with you enough to stay on your radar. So remember that. They don't actually make concrete plans to see you again. Basically, they're not that into you, but aren't so not into you that they will ditch you entirely. Don't be fooled by their foolery. Benchers are really good at their game. They'll check in to ask how your day was, here and there. And you know what? They might ask you to meet under impossible circumstances, like in the 11th hour, last minute plans, where you know what? You're just not available because you have your own set of plans. But you know, I was always told by my older girlfriends to have a backup plan. But in this case, benchers, it's like having a backup to a backup. And you know what? I'm just too old to be playing these games, and so are you. It really shows that they're not serious. Serious about commitment. So if you preface any ghosting with, I don't think this is going to work out, you know, I'm not into you, I don't see us going in the direction of a committed relationship, maybe there's no chemistry, and you see the other person as friends and nothing beyond that, that is a friendly ghost warning. In fact, we're giving you the option to back down. And if you don't get the hint, then you're gonna get ghosted. I think all in all, people are afraid to tell the truth. And you may try and it doesn't work. And most women are like, look, I gotta go straight blunt to drive my point. And same with you guys. Technology may change, but human behavior really doesn't. And ghosting may apply to modern technology, but you know what this is? It's really the silent treatment that's taking place. So the question of the week is this. The rule of thumb is that if you go on more than 3 dates, you know what? You've indicated you're interested. To disappear after that is confusing to the other person. Do you agree, or should we man up or woman up and just be respectful and tell the truth? I hope these experiences have made everyone less likely to treat others in a similar way, unless it's completely justified, and we went over those justifiable ghosting moments. I know it's not nice to stop responding to someone without telling them why, but I'm not gonna feel bad for not responding because I felt uncomfortable or even threatened. Ghosting is now a fashionable way of ending a relationship by taking no responsibility for it. I mean, that's the world we're living in. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls show. Remember, I celebrate embarrassment. I may suggest things that make you say, you know what, girl, you are cray cray. 50 shades of cray cray. But trust me, girlies, trust there's always a reason why I make a suggestion and ask you questions that push you out of your comfort zone. It's planned and it's never random. Help me spread the word, peeps, and don't forget to share this show with your girlies. I want you to email me a question or personal story to ask@ninababel.com. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes. I rely on it a lot because it helps me stand up from the crowd and helps women, and even you men, understand us and themselves better. You can search for the Keep It 100 Girls show, click on that purple podcast icon, select review in that little square. You're going to click 5 stars, enter your title and your review description, and you know what? Click submit. Connect with me on social media because I love Twitter, Instagram, and you know what? Send me a snap on Snapchat using the handle @NinaBabel. Don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth on ninababel.com. I got some future episodes planned over the next couple of months, but before I even go there, I want to make sure that what I cover is useful to all of you. Would you just do me one favor? Leave me a comment in my blog, tweet, review, or snap me and tell me. You can check out my vids on YouTube by typing in the search field Nina Babel. Enjoy your Tuesday, and next Tuesday is officially a holiday in the US. Yeah, it's July 4th. So you know what? I'm going to replay the best of the best episodes while I'm on travel. But remember, keep it 100. Smooches!